If you drove down the alley behind my old house this past winter and saw the light in the basement window above my gardening bench, or saw me bent over the raised beds transplanting seedlings in the spring or yanking weeds in the summer, or if you saw steam on my windows as I blanched the skins off of the last of my tomatoes, that was me, living out the annual Year of the Garden, driven in part by appetite and thrift, but also driven by a desire to reconnect with the little boy who loved to crawl between the stalks to a quiet place where he could listen as the sweet corn leaves scraped in the breeze, to rest his chin on his hands and peek through the shadowy tangle of vines to that one spot where the sun pierced the green canopy in a bright bolt and lit a powdery pumpkin blossom up all electric orange. That same little boy once rapped his head on the windshield of his father's old International pickup truck with such force that a sparkly spiderweb appeared in the glass. We can only guess what effect this had on the little boy, although we do know he grew up to have trouble doing fractions, and once on the way home from swimming lessons at the Big Green Lake in Chautauqua, he grabbed the shift lever on the International and tried to downshift on the fly, which made his mother say something very sharp indeed. And to this day, he's better at upshifting than downshifting, but then, isn't everybody? Lately, it turns out it might have been his brother who threw the shift lever, and he is misremembering, to which he replies, "Holy crap, look at the size of that crack in the windshield." We do know that the little boy grew up to have an International pickup of his own, which he loves very much, but has to content himself with admiring as it sits there because it is not running and he does not know how to fix it. All in all, he is content with this state of affairs, because he likes to study the old truck as the still center of all the movement around it, something along the lines of the sleep of trees or stones, as Simone de Beauvoir put it when describing Jean-Paul Sartre's discussion of an inert chestnut tree, which we take to symbolize that the little boy is in way over his head. Returning to the adult version of me, prior to leaving on a recent extended road trip, I took my father aside and told him that were I to perish behind the wheel and the Iowa or some other state patrol were to return my belongings, he should know that while I was enjoying the 12-cassette packet titled No Excuses, Existentialism and the Meaning of Life, I was not completely buying the meaning of life bit. The amateur study of philosophy is like taking a few laps with a NASCAR driver. You're not qualified to do it on your own, you have no business behind the wheel, but for a few laps or paragraphs, you're right in there with them, and when it's all over, you've learned something. Or, as my local fire chief once said, you've simply exasperated the situation. And it remains difficult to get a philosopher to deliver a load of pig manure to your garden. So I really should get the truck going. It sits there, fallen apart with a case of nuclear cradle cap, thirsty for paint and a gas tank that won't leak. The project would give me license to make numerous trips to Farm and Fleet, where the livestock section feels sadly ever more the equivalent of a hobby section, but the sign over the drinking fountain that says, "Please, no tobacco juice," remains, and consequently, so does hope. I don't expect much, and the little pleasures suffice. This morning for coffee, I ground 4 scoops of farmer-to-farmer Guatemalan medium, and when I pulled the grinder cap and sniffed, it was all I could do to not flop right over and shake my leg like a dog. So, the year is planned. Grow a garden and recapture my youth. That, and get my decrepit 1951 L120 International pickup truck running, in time for deer hunting season in November. Right off the bat, I got distracted by a woman.